live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's emerged that Donegal ETB must appoint a new architect for the planned extension at Moville Community College after notice of termination was served on the present architect. Investigations are continuing at the former Art School Wirra School site in Gidoor after it was extensively damaged by an overnight fire. A minor outbreak of the antibiotic-resistant bug CPE at Letterkenny University Hospital has led to restrictions being imposed on Medical Ward 5. And Gardaí and Letterkenny are currently reviewing CCTV following a report of an attempted robbery and assault of two children. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, it's emerged that Donegal Education and Training Board must appoint a new architect for the planned extension at Moville Community College after notice of termination was served on the present architect. Details of the notice were revealed by Education Minister Joe McHugh in the Shannon this afternoon in response to a motion from Senator Padraig McLaughlin. Minister McHugh said he anticipates planning permission will be sought in the autumn.
The House may wish to be aware that in accordance with its terms of engagement, DETB has served a notice of termination on the existing architect. No new appointment will be made until the notice of termination takes effect. Donegal ETB and its design team met with my officials on the 12th of February. A number of design issues were raised at that meeting and in correspondence with the DETB since. These issues are being addressed and I am satisfied that the DETB will progress the project as quickly as possible with its new architect once appointed. Once the aforementioned issues are addressed and a new architect is in place, approval will be given to DETB to lodge a planning application. It is expected that a planning application will be lodged with Donegal County Council for the project in September. October. Subject to any issues arising during the planning process, the project can then be expected to proceed to tender. Separately and independently of the standalone project, I am also aware that a number of issues with the existing building have been brought to the attention of officials in the Department of Education by DETB officials. I am conscious this is a cause of concern for the students, staff and parents of the school. However, I can assure the House that officials from the Department of Education have been in regular contact with DETB, which is working diligently to address these issues. In that respect, the Department has recently received two detailed reports on the matter from DETB and on foot of these reports has approved the completion of a number of surveys and some essential works to be carried out over the course of this summer. The outcome of these surveys will determine what further action is required to address these issues.
Responding, Senator McLaughlin stressed the importance of proceeding as quickly as possible. He said Department of Education officials must liaise with teachers and others, saying the fact that teachers addressed a public meeting in Moville last night is an indication of how seriously they are taking the situation.
The teachers in the school were very, very reluctant to go to the point of a public meeting. Patiently acted in good faith and waited before they went to the point of a public meeting and drawing public attention to the issues in the school, but they just ran out of patience and they've lost a lot of trust, I have to say, in the overall process. It is critical, Minister, that the time frame you set out there is met.
Investigations are continuing at the former Art School Wirra School site in Gidoor after it was extensively damaged by an overnight fire. Gardaí are not ruling out the possibility that the fire, which broke out at some stage between midnight and 2:50 a.m, was started deliberately. A forensic examination of the site was carried out today and Gardaí are continuing to appeal to anyone with any information to come forward. A planning application to redevelop and construct a number of housing units on the site is currently up for consideration. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the infamous site is steeped in history that the community would rather forget.
Yeah, well, I was on the scene this morning and the fire brigade were there in the early hours of the morning as Erskine Way was flames and they left shortly before 4:47. Obviously, this is an old school that used to be an Irish college but also served a number of other purposes. It's a derelict building and just a number of weeks ago I was talking on Highland Radio about the huge development that we're going to see on that site, something that myself and our local councillor John Hamish has been working on, where there's 30 social houses going to be built on that site. You know, there has been some public attention in relation to this site, but it's also a site that has a scar on the face of Gidoor. sure. It is a very bad history and has been location of terrible abuse in the area. So many people have been overjoyed when they heard the news that it was going to be demolished and something new was going to grow out of that site. It is an old building. It's a building, you know, an old school. There's a lot of timber in it. There's a lot of stuff lying around inside it. The windows have always been open. It's a place where, unfortunately, in the past, you know, people would have frequented it and all the rest. So that's why people wanted to see it knocked, it tumbled, and that history erased from the parish of Kidore.
The British Prime Minister says the Brexit withdrawal bill will include a vote on whether to hold a second referendum. It's one of a number of compromises in Theresa May's new Brexit plan. The UK government says it will seek to conclude alternative arrangements to replace the backstop by December 2020 so that it never needs to be used. The plan also includes a commitment that should the backstop come into force, the government will stay aligned with Northern Ireland. Theresa May outlines her proposals for trade in the 10-point offer for MPs to consider next month.
The UK will seek as close to frictionless trade in goods with the EU as possible, while outside the single market and ending free movement. We'll keep up to date with EU rules for goods and agri-food products that are relevant to checks at the border, protecting the thousands of jobs that depend on just-in-time supply chains.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says preparations for a no-deal Brexit must step up. Cabinet ministers discussed the state of play this morning with the Taoiseach warning a no-deal Brexit is more likely than ever. Leo Varadkar has warned businesses they will still need to prepare for the worst.
But there are others who are perhaps still taking the view that it's going to be all right on the night. And it may well be all right on the night, but we can't assume that. And we'll be asking businesses in particular to step up their planning and to avail of the information support, advice and funding that's already available.
A man has sustained head and facial injuries during what's been described as a violent assault in Carndonagh. The attack happened on Tuesday afternoon last at around 3:30 at the Ardclogher estate in the town. The victim is believed to have been walking home when he was set upon by a couple of people. He was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to his injuries. Garda Niall Maguire says while a number of witnesses have already come forward, there could be still people out there who may be able to assist in the investigation.
We have witnesses already, but I just want to make this appeal to see if there's anybody has anything further to add, because it was quite a sustained assault and we just want to get this one finalised. There's a good chance that this will be ending up in the courts. The Garda in Buncrana would like to know if anybody saw this assault and they haven't spoken to the Garda already, could they give them a ring in Buncrana Garda Station on 074 9320 540.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Letterkenny are currently reviewing CCTV following a report of an attempted robbery and assault of two children. The incident occurred on the Pierce Road area of Letterkenny on Saturday morning last, shortly before 11 o'clock. The young boys alleged that they were assaulted during the attempted robbery by another male believed to be in his early teens. Garda Niall Maguire described it as a sustained attack and appealed for witnesses to come forward.
The victims in this are very young, they're only 11 and 13. The suspected offender is also very young, and around 13 or 14 years of age. You can imagine, like, kids at 11 or 13 being faced with an incident like this. It's horrific because of their young age. This happened on the Pierce Road at 11:40 a.m. and it sustained for approximately 10 minutes as they walked from the Station House Hotel, if you know the Station House Hotel there, up along towards the community centre along Pierce Road. So it's a sustained attack where the young fellas were punched in the face and money was demanded from them. I suppose the reason I mention this is that that's really busy, that road, and there's, you know, your listeners would have seen something there, and specifically at the Oliver Plunkett Road junction where it meets the Pierce Road, there was a red car had to swerve out of the way as these kids maybe were being attacked.
Psychiatric nurses have been offered a new pay contract with the HSE. The PNA, which represents over 6,000 mental health nurses, is attending talks at the Workplace Relations Commission about the deal, which is similar to the agreement accepted by the INMO. Shane Beattie has more.
Psychiatric nurses say the crisis in their profession continues with growing numbers retiring, emigrating or moving to the private sector. The HSE has offered nurses a new contract after the PNA and INMO staged industrial action position at the start of the year. Under the deal the INMO has accepted, some nurses will be €5,000 better off with higher pay scales and allowances. The PNA contract is similar to the INMO deal and the HSC has furnished it with the details. Both the employer and the union are at the Workplace Relations Commission for talks. The PNA says members will be updated once that process ends.
A minor outbreak of the antibiotic-resistant bug, CPE, at Letterkenny University Hospital has led to restrictions being imposed on Medical Ward 5. Management at the hospital say the visitor restrictions, while regrettable for patients and their families, have been deemed necessary in the interests of patient care. Catherine Gaffney reports.
The infection prevention and control measures in place include appropriate patient placement, deep cleaning, environmental remedial works and enhanced CPE surveillance. The situation is being monitored closely and the visiting restrictions will be lifted as soon as possible based on local assessment. A number of beds are closed to admissions in Medical Ward 5 as part of an ongoing control measure and this has contributed to longer waits for some patients who need to be admitted. Members of the public are asked to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies and they should contact their GP or GP out of hour service in the first instance. Hand hygiene is extremely important to prevent the spread of CPE. Management at the hospital say that the most important thing patients and visitors can do is clean their hands regularly, especially after using the bathroom and before eating and drinking.
An independent candidate in the European elections has claimed that Ireland is tied to a UN policy which supports depopulation as a means of environmental protection, but most people are unaware of the provision. James Miller, one of the prime movers in the Community Bank movement, says Agenda 21 is a policy which informs the Ireland 2040 plan, but most people are unaware of it. Mr. Miller, a former officer in the Defence Forces, also questions Ireland's involvement in PESCO, the EU Permanent Structure Cooperation Model, which promotes closer cooperation in security and defence. He says the reality is Ireland will pay €6 billion to finance the war industry.
If they have €6 billion a year to spend on PESCO, why don't they spend it at home on our own defence forces and give them the backup and the support that they require? Because at the moment, they can't keep them in. All of a sudden, some guru decided that we could contribute €6 billion to fund the war industry.
Are you surprised it's an issue that's not been highlighted? Because it's not really been spoken about an awful lot. One or two people have raised it. Thomas Pringle's raised it up here, a few others. But by and large, it hasn't hit the national consciousness.
But our neutrality was coughed up before we joined the EU. That didn't hit the consciousness either. Even as late as last night at the IFA meeting in Donegal, Brendan Smith was talking about our neutrality. Lord, our neutrality is well defined in Shannon Airport, where we harboured or we passed through 3 million American troops to bomb the guts out of the Middle East. We can't wash our hands of that. But that's not a neutral Ireland that's doing that. That's a complicit Ireland, a complicit Ireland Inc. with the Financial Services Centre, which is another scam. And that's not discussed either. Likewise, Ireland, with 175 other countries, signed up to Agenda 21 in 1992. But I guarantee you 99.9% of the public never heard of Agenda 21. I challenge the standing MEPs and the standing government to explain to the public what Agenda 21 is. The reduction of population in rural areas is an international plan to get them off the land. Give it back to nature.
Sport on Highland. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Now stocking the new Liverpool jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Derry City, its busy schedule in the Premier Division continues this evening when they travel to Inchicore replacing Patrick's Athletic for the second time in 11 days. Their previous meeting ended in a 1-1 draw at the Brandywell. Owen Stokes and Patrick McLean, they'll both miss the game while Ali Gilchrist and Darren Cole are doubtful but will face late fitness tests. Derry haven't won since the 26th of April against Cork and they've drew their last three games. On Saturday they played out a 0-0 draw with Sligo Rovers and assistant Derry manager Kevin Deary is targeting at the very least another clean sheet.
We want to go down here and keep a clean sheet again and listen, if we can do that, I feel our players are hungry and you can see they want to right their wrongs from the other night and not creating enough. So hopefully we go down and create chances and keep a clean sheet. If we do that, we'll be very happy.
Kevin Deary there. Elsewhere, Brighton striker Aaron Connolly has been named in the Republic of Ireland under 21 squad for the first time. The under 23 Premier League Player of the Year is one of 22 names revealed by Stephen Kenny for next month's Toulon tournament. UCD provide three of the seven League of Ireland based players that will travel to France for games with Mexico, China and Bahrain. And Arsenal boss Unai Emery, he's backed the decision made by Henrik Mkhitaryan to miss next week's Europa League final with Chelsea in Baku. The Armenian won't play because of diplomatic issues between his country and Azerbaijan over a border dispute. Arsenal say they've written to UEFA to express their deep concerns about the situation. Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland midfielder Callum O'Dowda looks set to leave Bristol City after turning down the offer of a new contract. O'Dowda has just 1 year left on his current deal and manager Lee Johnson says they're now open to selling the player this summer. Johnson also rejected weekend newspaper reports that the 24-year-old has been frozen out at the club after being linked with a move away. Meanwhile, Chelsea striker Olivier Giroud has signed a new one-year contract. His original 18-month deal expired this summer after joining from Arsenal last January. And Juventus are reportedly lining up Chelsea boss Maurizio Sarri as their new manager. The Italian champions have been drawing up a shortlist of candidates to succeed Max Allegri. On the pitch tonight, back locally in the Anishinaabe League in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, there's one game down for decision. Glengad, they play Greencastle. That one kicks off at 7 o'clock. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Paul Durkin feels Fermanagh will provide a stern test on Sunday as Donegal get the defence of their Ulster title underway at Brewster Park. After 3 years away, the All-Ireland winning goalkeeper returned to training with Donegal in February. The 35-year-old is expecting Fermanagh to give Donegal a tough day.
It's going to be tough football. It's going to be defensive, probably. Fermanagh have a lot of quality players, and you know, if they could move them around, you just don't know what they'll do. They could come out and play a totally different way. That's how good a manager Rory is and a coach, that he can control a team like that. And I think, you know, you just don't know what to expect with them. And you know, fair play. It's a great talent to be able to do that with teams, you know, and Rory has that in abundance. So I think we're just looking forward to going out and really, really putting in the performance that we should after the 8 weeks of training that we've put in.
Paul Durkin there. There'll be a live match commentary on Highland Radio from the Donegal Fermanagh game at Brewster Park and the Ulster Senior Football Championship this Sunday. It's an association with Gael Oil from the throw-in time of 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, it's reported that Carlow manager Turlough O'Brien has been handed has had his 20-week suspension upheld by the Central Appeals Committee. The CAC have also upheld the 12-week suspensions doled out to coach Stephen Poacher and midfielder Brenton Murphy. All three were guilty of incidents arising from their league defeat to Down in March. Their cases went all the way to the Disputes Resolution Authority, who referred them back to the CAC. Carlow, they begin their Leinster Championship campaign against Meath on Saturday. In rugby, Cian Healy says he wants to continue helping both Ireland and Leinster to achieve success. The Loosehead has signed a new contract with the IRFU, which will keep him at home until the summer of 2021. Healy's won 88 caps with Ireland to date and has made 207 appearances for the Pro 14 and Heineken Champions Cup finalists. Sticking with Leinster, and they've confirmed the return of Cian Kelleher to the province after 3 seasons with Connacht. The winger will join his younger brother, Ronan, who has just been awarded his first senior contract. But of the 21 players announced as having senior contracts today, Rob Kearney's name is not among them. Moving on to motorsport, an ex-Formula One driver, John Watson, is among the countless paying tribute to his former Brabham and McLaren teammate, Niki Lauda, who's died at the age of 70. The Austrian won the Drivers' Championship 3 times and was well known for racing just 6 weeks after a crash where he suffered severe burns at the 1976 German Grand Prix. Watson, who raced alongside him that day, says the bravery Lauda showed will be unsurpassed. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Afghanistan have set Ireland a winning target of 306 in their latest one-day international at Stormont. Ireland were 125 for 6 of 29 overs in response a short time ago, looking likely heading for defeat. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Derry City and Strabane District Council has elected a new mayor to represent the city and district for the incoming 2019-20 year. Sinn Féin's Councillor Michaela Boyle took over from her predecessor, the SDLP's Councillor John Boyle, at the council's annual meeting last night in the Guildhall. The new mayor said she was deeply honoured to represent the city and district, and a key priority during her term will be campaigning for jobs and investment for the North West.
It's a great pride and honour for myself, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank the people of Strabane for their support in the recent election and putting their faith in me and electing me as their representative for the Sperrin ward and indeed to be mayor of Derry City and Strabane.
One of your objectives, long-standing objectives, has been strengthening links between Derry City and Strabane District Council with Donegal. Is that something that you're going to maintain going forward?
Absolutely. As a previous councillor who served on the old Strabane Council, there was a strong partnership already forged with our neighbours in the Donegal Council area. And I want to continue that engagement with Donegal County Council and councillors and MPs and MEPs and TDs and senators. I will continue to encourage and support the development of the strong bonds as we work together. There are challenges facing the region and the border counties currently, which is Brexit and all of its implications. So I want to ensure in my time as mayor that we do have strong bonds and links together.
The government's been accused of not having the money to deliver on its promises. Fianna Fáil says the government has committed to billions of euro worth of spending without accounting for it in the budget. The party wants a fiscal advisory council to have a look at the numbers. Fianna Fáil's finance spokesman Michael McGrath told the Taoiseach he needs to be more accountable with the public purse.
Your predecessor had a saying that Paddy likes to know. Paddy does like to know. He wants to know what the story is, because these are hard numbers. They're not Fianna Fáil's numbers. They are your government's own numbers from your spending watchdog. In relation to broadband, an extra €500 million over 3 years, €1.6 billion over the lifetime of the development plan, the Children's Hospital, €400 million over the next 3 years.
And Donegal County Council is being urged to look again at the possibility of putting CCTV cameras in some mainly residential areas of Letterkenny after several incidents of vandalism and antisocial behaviour. The council is preparing an application for new cameras taking in High Road, Polestar Roundabout, Circular Road and Oliver Plunkett Road. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh has asked that Ashbrook, Beechwood and Ard O'Donnell be included, but was told that for privacy reasons, cameras in those areas would not be advisable. However, he says the issue should be revisited.
I think we need to revisit it again, because I think Beechwood Road in particular could be covered without intruding on anyone's privacy. You could have a camera going straight down the road there. Similar in Ashbrook, Ard O'Donnell may be more difficult, but I think it needs to be revisited again. We can't expect people to have their windows broke continuously. It's happening constantly now in Beechwood. You know, I know one family that has happened to 3 or 4 times. We need to have some deterrent.
For weather now, a dry evening with sunshine and some cloudy patches, mainly dry and clear overnight with light breezes and lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's emerged that Donegal Education and Training Board must appoint a new architect for the planned extension at Moville Community College after notice of termination was served on the present architect. Details of the notice were revealed by Education Minister Joe McHugh in the Shannon earlier today in response to a motion from Senator Padraig McLaughlin. Investigations are continuing at the former Ardscull Warris school site in Gidore after it was extensively damaged by an overnight fire. Gardaí are not ruling out the possibility that the fire, which broke out at some stage between midnight and 2:50 a.m, was started deliberately. A man has sustained head and facial injuries during what's been described as a violent assault in Carndonagh. The attack happened on Tuesday afternoon last at around 3:30 at the Ardclogher Estate in the town. And Gardaí and Letterkenny are currently reviewing CCTV following a report of an attempted robbery and assault of 2 children. The incident occurred on the Pierce Road area of the town on Saturday morning last, shortly before 11 o'clock. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The
the original notices for this Tuesday evening, the 21st of May. The death has taken place of Patrick Coyle, 30, White House Park, Derry, and formerly of Garvery Burnfoot. Removal from Murphy's funeral home this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral on Thursday afternoon, leaving his home at 2, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Johnny Gallagher, Mossfield, Church Hill. His remains will repose at his brother Noel Gallagher's residence in Mossfield from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Dundoan, at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 2 Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Boyle, Tully Cleeve, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Thursday evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:30. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Hugh Burke, Carowan, Burt. His remains are en route to his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul or Lough Swilly Lifeboat, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Brian Diver, 49, Townsend Street, Strabane. Brian's remains are reposing at his son Brian's home at 48 Townsend Street, Strabane. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place of Jimmy McHugh, Lee Connell, Ardra. His remains will repose at his residence today and again tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 11:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private to family, neighbours and close friends on the morning of the funeral, please.